Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. It's time for the Ag Resource Market Watch.
Brought to you by Bayer. Dan Bossi is with me. Markets ended steady to higher following a rather volatile week filled with large deliveries against expiring May contracts early, but also growing threats to global grain production. As usual, we'll get to the details after a quick message.
When it comes to cereal disease protection, Prosaro Pro 400 SC fungicide from Bayer makes all the difference. With three effective active ingredients for overlapping control of foliar and head diseases, and a flexible application window for head scab, it's formulated to lower DON, protect yield potential, and promote superior grain quality. Prosaro Pro. The future of plant health starts here. Visit ProsaroPro.com to learn more. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
Corn this week tested major chart resistance at 460. Wheat futures ended flat in Chicago, but up 20 in KC. Beans rallied 30 cents on the back of renewed buying in the meal market. Dan, what's driving soy complex values?
Well, Ben, the soybean market rallied sharply this week due to, of course, problems in southern Brazil. Flooding, if you will. The worst flooding since 1941, which may cut soybean production in Brazil by 2 to 4 million metric tons. Other than that, the Chinese were significant buyers in the South American market, covering shorts. That gave the July soybean futures a close above $12. A key technical point which may lead to higher prices as we look forward. Back to you, Ben.
Well, rainfall projected this week in key areas of Russia were largely a bust, and drought is forecast to expand now in key winter wheat producing areas of the Black Sea, which is important. Argentine corn production estimates now exist 10 million tons below initial ideas as disease is forecast to raise abandoned acreage by up to 17 to 20% of the total. And we're unsure how complete dryness and abnormal heat moving forward impacts Brazilian winter corn yield potential. Supply risk premium is being added, and weather adverse is occurring while the speculative community is very short of corn and wheat.
Well, that's all this week. I'm Dan Bossi.
And I'm Ben Buckner.
This is the Kansas Ag Network.